Welcome to Rady Us, our University of Manitoba Rady Faculty of Health Sciences monthly podcast, where you get to catch up on the headlines from the past month and meet our faculty, staff, and learners making news. We'll also be engaging with our Rady community beyond our UM campuses, so be sure to listen for alumni and partner voices too. I'm Jonathan Wilson from the Rady Faculty Communications and Marketing team. The roundup for the month of September 2024 includes stories about the UM Homecoming Week, new discoveries on the benefits of breast milk, National Day for Truth and Reconciliation events, and more. The Rady Faculty of Health Sciences community came together on the Bannatyne and Fort Garry campuses on September 27th to mark the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. On the Bannatyne campus, faculty, staff, and students wearing orange t-shirts attended the event held in the Brody Center atrium. It was presented by Ngomiswin, Indigenous Institute of Health and Healing. Speakers included Dr. Marcia Anderson, the Vice Dean, Indigenous Health, Social Justice, and Anti-Racism, who thanked Elder Margaret Lavely for the important work she does at the Rady faculty.
I always think about what it must be like on this day for her, as both a residential school survivor and a day school survivor. And, you know, some of us have heard some of the stories of what you experienced there. And just you still keep showing up for us with like love, with generosity, with humor, with kindness, with teachings. Our dean knows what deboiling means. And we just really value and appreciate you so much. Yeah. So much.
A panel discussion took place and the event concluded with an honor song by Dr. Lisa Monkman. On the Fort Garry campus, hundreds participated in the Nursing Students Association's 10th Annual Orange Shirt Day Walk. It started and ended at the Helen Glass Center for Nursing. Speakers included Nursing Students Association Senior Stick Judah Chappell, who renewed the nursing students' pledge to practice culturally safe care.
Orange Shirt Day reminds us that every child matters, but it also reminds us that every patient, every story, and every person matters. As future nurses, we must not only be caregivers, but we should be active participants in addressing health inequities and advocating for policies that honor and protect the well-being of Indigenous people.
The event concluded with a cultural dance performance by UM student Jordan Flett, who has performed with the Northern Cree Dancers. A new research study is showing the impact breastfeeding can have on protecting infants from having asthma. The study shows breastfeeding beyond 3 months supports the gradual maturation of the microbiome in the infant's digestive system and nasal cavity. Meanwhile, stopping breastfeeding earlier than 3 months disrupts the paced development of the microbiome and was linked to a higher risk of preschool asthma. The study is co-led by Dr. Megan Azad, Canada Research Chair in Early Nutrition and the Developmental Origins of Disease, and professor at the Max Rady College of Medicine. Dr. Azad spoke with CBC Radio about how they made the discovery.
Before this study, we already knew that breastfeeding was really important for the microbiome. That's because breast milk contains a lot of sugars and proteins and other molecules that protect and feed good bacteria. And we also knew that breastfed babies were less likely to get asthma when they grew older, but we weren't sure if those two things were connected. And so in this large study, we were able to dig deep into that data. We actually developed some new computational methods with our partners at NYU, and we were able to identify bacteria that were both affected by breastfeeding and then linked to asthma prevention later on.
The study, recently published in the journal Cell, used data from mothers and children in the Child Cohort Study, a long-term research project that has been following the same 3,500 Canadian children at different stages of life, from the womb well into adolescence. The Master of Physician Assistant Studies program, also known as MPAS, welcomed its largest class ever at its inaugural exercises this fall. The class size has doubled, going from 15 students in previous years to 30 learners this year to help meet the demand for physician assistants across the province. During the ceremony that was held at the Brody Center atrium, students in the two-year program were presented with their first stethoscopes.
When first-year MPAS student Kimberly De La Rosa crossed the stage to receive her stethoscope, she said it felt surreal to be part of the program's largest class.
I felt like it was a dream. I was walking, I'm like, oh my goodness, I've watched this before. You know, I've watched videos. And just to look back and see family and friends, and I even looked up at the camera because I have sent some of my close friends the link. And yeah, it's just, I feel like it's a dream come true. I know I still have to work hard for the next 2 years, but I'm almost there.
Along with the stethoscope ceremony, the MPAS students recited the physician's pledge. First-year learner Melissa Pearson said it all felt real when she was reciting the pledge.
The seriousness of the profession that we're going into and really how seriously everybody takes it. Everybody there is not just saying this because this is just a pamphlet we're handed. We're all there and we're all 100% committed. And I think that was really evident and really sunk in when we said that pledge thing.
With 5 physician assistant programs in Canada, UM's was one of the first 2 programs in the country to launch in 2008, and the first at the master's level. The Max Rady College of Medicine has launched a new mentorship program to connect students with mentors from diverse backgrounds. 6 physician mentors will provide identity-based mentorship to the diverse medical student body. The new roles are Black Physician Mentor, Disabled Physician Mentor, Filipino Physician Mentor, Jewish Physician Mentor, Muslim Physician Mentor, and 2SLGBTQIA+ Physician Mentor. Dr. Bunmi Fatoy, an assistant professor of community health sciences, said she became the Black Physician Mentor because she feels she can give back to the community.
Just thinking about what mentorship involves and the opportunities with mentorship, that I have the skill set over the years to be able to transfer those skill sets to upcoming learners, to share my experience with them, to just take the journey alongside them as they kind of find their career path.
Dr. Rupesh Kensara, an associate professor of internal medicine and the 2SLGBTQIA+ physician mentor, said the mentorship is important for students.
When I was doing my training, initially I didn't know who to reach out with some of the concerns I had or things like that. And when I found a really good mentor, it really changed, I would say, my journey and made me the individual who I am today. So I think it's very important for students to have representation, to have people they can look up to. They have people who can guide them along their journey so that, you know, they can have successful careers, you know, both professionally as well as personally.
Medical students can reach out to the mentors if they are interested in becoming a mentee. Click the link in our show notes for the UM Today article that lists the mentor's contact information. The University of Manitoba Homecoming Week took place from September 14th to the 21st, and the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences hosted its annual Dean's Homecoming Breakfast on September 21st, the largest ever, as more than 240 UM alumni came to the Brody Center atrium to celebrate a record 24 milestone reunions, spanning 6 decades. Speakers included Dr. Diane Hebert-Murphy, Provost and Vice President, Academic, Dr. Lorna Goose from the Nursing Class of 1974, and Dr. Richard Blau and Dr. Eric Sigurdsson from the Medicine Class of 1974. Following the breakfast, guests toured Bannatyne campus and their respective colleges. Class of 1974 alumna Marion McKay, a former instructor at the college, said she was impressed with how far simulation learning had come since she retired in 2018.
I think it's such a wonderful way for students to learn because it's real, you know, it must feel real to them, but they can make mistakes. Making mistakes is a learning experience, but on a clinical setting, you don't want to do that. And so to be able to go in and, you know, work your way through situations and think about what you did that was correct, what you did that wasn't correct, and not be worried about the state of the patient while doing that, I think that is just incredible.
This year marks a major milestone for the Department of Biochemistry and Medical Genetics at the Max Rady College of Medicine, 25 years of groundbreaking scientific research and innovation. Launched in 1999 from the merger of the Departments of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology and Human Genetics, the department has become a leader in personalized medicine and cutting-edge discoveries. With over 350 graduate degrees awarded since 1948, its contributions have shaped the future of healthcare. As the department celebrated its 25th anniversary, a special homecoming breakfast was held at the Brody Center, bringing together alumni, current students, and faculty. Professor and department head Dr. Barb Triggs-Rain emphasized the close-knit community that has developed over the years, support that goes beyond education.
I think there's so much potential on many fronts. There's potential in our department to define people's diseases more precisely so that the right therapies can be identified.
Reflecting on the department's transformative journey, Dr. Triggs-Rain highlighted its evolution from a traditional biochemistry lab into an interdisciplinary leader in genetics, physiology, and data science. Two UM alumni were honored for their distinguished careers in dentistry and dental hygiene at an awards gala in September at the Fort Garry Hotel. Dr. Heinz Shirley, a retired Selkirk dentist whose dedication to the profession, including serving as president of the Manitoba Dental Association, received the Dentistry Alumni of Distinction Award. Cindy Isaac Plowman, a longstanding UM dental hygiene instructor who is an expert at preventing infection in dental settings, was honored with the Dental Hygiene Alumni of Distinction Award. Both were praised for decades of service to the oral health professions and the community. A colleague said Isaac Plowman embodies the spirit of giving back. Shirley urged the dentist in the audience to find ways to contribute beyond their practices.
If I can be permitted to give a little bit of advice, especially to the younger dentists here tonight, that I gave from my experiences, it would be to get involved. In dentistry, volunteer for committees. Come to dental-sponsored events. Consider coming to the school to teach. Everyone has something to offer, and any help and support would be appreciated. Outside of dentistry, coach your kids, get involved in their school, get involved in your community. It's an old saying, but you really will get more than what you give.
Dr. Anastasia Kalekas-Chalakis, dean of the Dr. Gerald Nisnik College of Dentistry, said construction is starting on the new building on the Bannatyne campus to be named the Dr. Gerald and Risa Nisnik Center. In keeping with the idea of giving back, the dean encouraged alumni to donate in support of the cutting-edge teaching clinics planned for the new building.
The Dr. Gerald Nisnik College of Dentistry relies on its alumni to help educate, mentor, and support the college so it can accomplish its mission, which is to educate the next generation of oral healthcare professionals. The previous generation of Manitoba dentists ensured we had a great, well-equipped dental school, and we were privileged to receive an excellent, affordable education. Our turn has now come to pay this back.
Thanks for joining us today. What did you think? Send us your ideas and feedback to radymarketing@umanitoba.ca. Read more about this episode's stories by visiting our UM Today Rady Network news site at news.umanitoba.ca/network/Rady Faculty of Health Sciences.